just keep it moving.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, don't worry.
Goodness gracious.
How's the table, Tommy?
That is.
Better start before my table falls over.
Billy,
friend,
a chance this weekend?
Yeah, he'll be chance. Yeah, for sure. He'll get named in the squad, but we'll name Paddy in the squad as well. So it'll be subject to, because it's Thursday. We've got to obviously name an extended squad. We'll give Paddy every chance to come up first. But if Paddy doesn't come up, Paddy will travel with us. Billy will travel with us. We'll make a decision.
How close is Paddy though?
Yeah, really close.
In the injury.
Sorry?
It says 4 weeks off in the injury report. That's all.
Does it, Daniel? Does it say 4 weeks off from the injury report?
Yeah.
No, I said last. I think if I reflect on my after-match conference last week, I said Paddy will be a chance this week, and that's exactly what it is. He's still a chance.
What's he done to show he is a chance? Has he done sort of?
Well, his recovery. He's recovered from his little hip flexor, which is the key thing. And you see him training today, so there's not too many issues with him currently. It's a matter of getting through and pulling up okay on Saturday and then playing on Sunday.
Surprising recovery time for you?
No, it's not. Not like the hip flexor, I think when we said it's 1 to 2, but it can get out to 3 to 4 weeks. You're just not sure how they recover. Some people quite quick and some people not so. Well, obviously, in this case, Paddy's been quite quick for us so far.
So if Paddy doesn't get up, Billy will be in. You've decided we probably need to go with a designated ruckman?
Yeah, we'll make the decision to play ruckman, yes.
What changed, Ken? A couple of weeks ago, a lady said that Billy wasn't ready. I think it was after the Fremantle game.
Yeah, we've seen the disruptions that we've had. We've certainly, if I go back to rounds 1 to 6, both our young rucks were a bit off the pace. But we think that they've progressed enough in the last month, 6 weeks, where we feel like, you know what, we're at that stage where we're disrupting the other stuff. We'd like to probably protect Charlie Westy a bit more if we can possibly do that. And there's an opportunity. You know, both boys played, Laddams and Frampton, in the sample last week, and both boys had pretty positive games.
Is that swayed by how effective towards the end of that third quarter against the Giants, Dixon gave you some real structure and got on the board and almost started a little comeback there? Were you swayed by not losing that again?
Yeah, so, well, we're not certainly swayed so much by the one game, but we're swayed by the fact that Charlie's our key forward more often than not, and we'd prefer to keep him in that spot. I don't think we've ever said any different, but sometimes we've had to make do in different scenarios. Well, this one we've got an opportunity now to potentially put a young ruck out there and see how he goes.
I know that Dean Brogan said that when he was first thrown into the ruck thing, he said, "Oh, I probably wasn't ready, but that was the best way to learn." Is that sort of where you're at?
Yeah, and sometimes that's exactly right. You're never quite sure. You know, there's always some doubt, but there's a doubt with any first game player that you put out there, and you're not sure how they'll go. We're hopeful that Billy's been in the system long enough now that if he gets his chance Sunday, he'll be able to compete pretty well for us.
Is there another first game player who might be a chance? Kane Farrell's been close.
Yeah, we'll name Kane in the squad as well. So again, there's another opportunity. But you know, whether we completely go that way or not, being Thursday and we don't play till Sunday, we've got a bit to go through still.
Is there anyone else in the sample you'd be looking at? I mean, given the sort of the knock on skills, there are a couple of guys potentially who come in and use that as their one
wood? Yeah, well, we've got players there that we'd certainly look at. There's no doubt about that. It's just a matter of who they all might be and who they mightn't be. So
Who would you have any on your shortlist, I suppose?
Oh, there's a number of players on our shortlist. But you talk about Riley Bonner, who went back to the Sanford last week. You know, talk about skills and using the ball. At the other end of the ground, we've talked about Farrell, we've talked about Johnson. There's a number of players who are out there that we think will give us some opportunities at the right time.
Tom Jonas, one more week than Kent at this stage.
He'll be named the squad.
So he's a chance.
Yeah, he's a chance. We name them all in the squad for thinking that they're a chance. So that will be interesting for us to see. Again, you know, Tommy has progressed a bit quicker than we perhaps thought, but he's just run so well late last week, and he's progressed again this week. I don't know, you would have seen him out there training today. He's moving pretty well. So again, if there's a significant risk in it, we wouldn't do that, but he'll come on the plane.
So with him and Paddy, it's a case of see how they pull up Saturday, train, and then decision.
Yeah, because we only come off Sunday. We've got short. We're at probably only really at Wednesday for us, so we're going to have a good look at that. We'll see how they respond to their training today. But we're pretty confident that they're going to play. So I'm not in the habit of putting in fake news.
What does that mean for Jared? Lena?
That he'll play.
He'll play as well.
Yeah, he played really well last week in his first game. We're really excited by what he did. So obviously Dougal will miss. So I don't know whether aware of that, but Dougal's got an injured hand and he'll miss, so that allows to open up a door for Jonas if we so decide.
How long do you think? Oh, sorry. So how long do you think Dougal will miss?
Careful on what I did with some of these other predictions, but it's a 1, possibly 2 week injury. Probably shouldn't be any more than that, but you're never sure.
And Motlop's fine, obviously. He just had a bit of...
That one I can be sure of. He's fine. He's fit and he's ready to play and he's trained. But he was ready to play last Sunday at about whatever time the game started, about 3:45. He was ready to play and then unfortunately got crook.
How did he get crook 15 minutes before?
Well, you feel a little off and then you go and warm up. And once you get active, that can stir bits of other pieces up. And I think internal for him, and he started to feel a bit nausea and then wanted to vomit, so that would become hang on.
Right, so it's legit. That's queasy, yeah, okay.
Yeah, no, we don't make stuff up.
I'm not saying you do.
Legit means that we...
What about the dogs? They're sort of...
My greyhounds?
Well, let's go down that path first. How are your dogs running?
Not very well.
What about the Western Bulldogs?
Yeah, well, they've been interesting, and we go to Ballarat, don't we? And it's a real challenge, and you know, their best is really good. You know, they're playing some more football that looks like their best football. They're running gun style of footy. You know, they've probably got Bontempelli back themselves this week. They got McRae back last week. You know, they're going to be hard work for any team that they come up against in the run home, and we're no different. We're going to have to play at our best up there. Having said that, we did go up there last year and played pretty well, so we're at least familiar with the territory that we're going to.
You've been to Mars before. How is it? Cold is what we hear about.
Yeah, you got that part right. It's about an hour from my hometown where I grew up, so it's cold. I can guarantee you. I think the weather forecast for the game starting time is about temperature of 6, which feels like 3, is what they're saying. So, and a little bit of rain. So I imagine it won't be a cracking summer's day over there. But Ballarat's known to be a bit cold.
Yeah, we heard you respond on radio to Paul Roos. What was your first reaction when you sort of got a call saying, can you come on and talk about the slant of being underachievers?
Yeah, I don't really worry about it too much, to be honest. Again, right now we've got a lot of opinions going around, haven't we? We've got a lot of opinions. I mean, there's a few more to come, I'd imagine, between now and the end of the season. So if you're up and down, there's going to be a bit of positive, a bit of negative. That's what you get. Oh, you have to ask Paul. You know, he's made an assumption, an assessment of us. With his knowledge, not mine.
So you obviously no issue with the sort of body language knock from Gary Lyon either?
I watch every side play. I watch similar things go on. I don't think it's an issue. But we lost. We've lost our last two games. That typically opens you up to some questions.
And Carl Amon, how's he gone with his injury?
No, Carl will miss. He's injured, so he's hurt his medial, so he'll miss, you know, he could miss 2 to 3 weeks, I'd imagine.
Okay. What do you make of the rule changes, Ken, in the AFL?
Yeah, again, I think, again, we're talking about all the noise in the AFL at the moment, all the opinions. I think they're working through it really well. I think they've been really thorough, Steve, and the footy committee that they've got going. I think there's great people on that. I think they'll make good decisions and they'll make all the right ones, I reckon.
What do you think of the, we don't know a whole lot, but the 666, have you had any thought on that at all? Have you
looked not really, but we've seen some parts of it. But, you know, we've seen some vision and bits and pieces. So, look, I like to sit in the basket of, tell me what we've got to deal with. Let me have a good look at it, and then we'll work towards playing those rules that you offer.
How's Don Barry going, Ken?
Yeah, Don's going good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is he any chance?
His form's been pretty average from a sample point of view, but we'd love to think he is a chance. He's a pretty good. He's a pretty good running player when he gets right.
Can I just ask one more of the rule changes? The prospect of them probably won't affect you. But the prospect of them being used in dead rubbers at the end of the year—is that something that you're for or against?
Oh, I think all I would say in that, because I'm not the decision maker, obviously, but I just say as much information as we can possibly gather is a good thing, but you've got to protect the integrity of the game, don't you?
So that's offensive.
It is, because it's not my job, it's not my decision to make, but I trust the people who are making those decisions will make all those decisions based on the fairness of the game and the future of the game.
Yeah, I can't imagine. It's an open dialogue.
Well done.
Is he far away? He played pretty well in the sample.
Yeah, Jim's been playing solid football in the sample, but again, our backs, you know, we've seen Leonard come in and play last week, and they've been playing pretty well, so he's probably, you know, sitting there waiting and hoping as much as anyone in the sample, but the reality is we've got a pretty strong back line at the moment.
Bass said during the week, like I said, the back line's been going well, the forward line's been sort of falling down. Have you addressed that with either the coaches or the players about how to make the most of your forward entries?
Yeah, we do. Look, we talk about that regularly because we've openly said that we're trying to create better scoring opportunities for our team, and you know, we think we've got probably the back two-thirds of our game pretty solid. And we think the part that we're still working hard at to get better is our front half, or our front third.
Is that something you can train with?
Yeah, yeah, that's what we do. We review the game closely. We look at the opportunities we get. We drill down on what that looks like, and we try to put a bit more of that as best we possibly can into training, which is hard because you can't play full game football.
Thanks, Kim.
All good. Thank you.
So good on the Dogs.
No good on the Dogs.
Nothing.
That means you win.
No, Kenny and Jed are running tonight.